This is CKUW 95.9 FM, where programming is made by, for, and about the Winnipeg community.
This is CKUW 95.9 FM. We're broadcasting from Winnipeg, Manitoba, on occupied Anishinaabe Aking, the homeland of the Métis and the historical territory of the Nahiyawak and the Nakota.
You better come down to the station house.
That's what I'm looking for.
They wonder what they own.
Something for the town, the nun, the grocery clerk, and you. Something at 8 a.m., something in the library, something in the river. Everything and nothing.
Listening pleasures.
And good evening, you've tuned into Listening Pleasures. And tonight's special guest is Dre. Hello, Dre.
Hi.
So nice to meet you. I've listened to a few of your sets. You opened for Rich O'Coin. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that was a really good one at the Park Theater. Such a fun crowd.
Yeah, it was really energetic. And It's the first time I saw those
elevated stages. Yeah, very cool.
Very cool. It's a great venue. And you actually have an event coming up there with Batty Vision and Proper.
Yeah, I'm really excited about that one. I feel like it'll be a good bridging of the generations, because all of us girls are around like 27, and then Proper's crew has been DJing for like so many years under their belt. So I think it'll be really cool to see the crowd that we pull together.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool. So Batty Vision, I don't think I've heard of this crew yet. So how long have you been in operation?
Honestly, just under a year, so probably okay. 10 months. So me and Sarah St. Cyr and Rachel Uminga, we just were, you know, wanting to throw an event that was catered to our tastes, and like what we wanted to do was just kind of throw a party that felt like your friend invited your friend invited your friend, and people really dug it. And we've had four now, and then one collaborative event with another collective called Window Radio. And yeah, essentially people are just really digging it. They sell out so fast. Everyone gives nothing but good feedback. And yeah, it's just about bringing people together and like having that community for us. So
awesome. Yeah. Already, like, it's only been 48 hours and 150 tickets have been sold. And
Yeah.
So it's a great venue, Park Theater. And where can people get tickets to this?
So we just sold out of our first drop. So on Sunday at 5 p.m. this Sunday, I think it's June 7th.
Yeah.
Yeah. Then there'll be some more tickets available. So
awesome. So stay tuned for that. Mm-hmm. Get the next tier, I guess, going.
Yes, beautiful. Yeah. They go fast. That's fun.
Nice. So you started DJing just about a year and a half ago?
Yeah, so about like November 2024. And then I started, I bought a deck because I had broken my ankle and I was looking for something to fill the time. And I just fell in love with it immediately. And then around like April last year, I had my first like bigger gig with One Prime, and it's been really awesome ever since.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So a collector of music though throughout the years.
Absolutely. Yeah. Always been a lover of music, you know, like in middle school, like burning mix CDs and just collecting it in all forms. But yeah, over the last like 5 years, really fell in love with dance music in a real way.
Nice. Mm-hmm. And you don't stick to one genre.
No, I'm a bit all over the place. Like in a typical set, it'll be like breaks, house, techno, anything that's like really like girly, cunty, like really captures your attention.
Nice. Yeah, I've definitely danced to one of your sets. They're a lot of fun. And yeah, you'll be... starting Mimoff, you're one of the artists that are going to be on Inside the Warehouse. So the first time that we've used that venue, and that's really, it's exciting. I can't wait to see it.
Very excited to see it come to life.
Yeah, it's a big space, and tickets are going pretty fast now. So mimetic.ca, make sure that you get your tickets there, everyone. Buy a full pass and you get to go to that event and to the Pyramid because Tone Pushers will be there headlining, and they haven't played for a while, and Ali Khan was on my show last week. A lot of meme goodness. There's something about dancing all night that
absolutely is,
and if you can do it all weekend, like, why not?
Absolutely. And it's like nice because it's all, you know, close to home downtown. It's not like you have to travel for it.
Yeah.
It's all right in Winnipeg. So we love.
So we can start with this playlist. So do you want to talk a little bit about Bon Iver?
So I feel like when I was maybe like 12, Bon Iver was like one of my first artists that I was really drawn to. I like how he's progressed as an artist and like explored like more electronic elements, and so I feel like that's kind of followed me throughout my life because I loved the folk music to start, and then, you know, as he evolved as an artist, I feel like that also spoke to me a lot. So yeah, this is from one of his newer albums.
And Shadaya. And here, we'll just play it. This is CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Thank you. Up, I'm down. You're blind.
Lana Del Rey off of Ultraviolence with Brooklyn Baby. I'm here with Dre. And Dre's a DJ.
Exactly.
And this is in your formative musical times.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is like high school, middle school, just discovering what I liked. So, yeah, nostalgia.
Yeah, but not nostalgia that's necessarily played in Winnipeg. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you for that.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So you're playing a couple gigs coming up this month. Mm-hmm. And how do you prepare for a gig? Like, how do you narrow it down?
Yeah, so I feel like I've learned about myself, maybe like an ADHD procrastination vibe, but it's not really, because I'm digging for music for like just all the time, honestly, and then I start putting it together like maybe 2 weeks out from a gig, and then I just mess around and see what works and what I like, and just try to create like a cohesive journey that makes sense in my head, and hopefully it translates to the dance floor as well.
Yeah, and are you mixing on the fly, like seeing what works, or you sort of have like something in mind?
I like to have a little roadmap for myself, and then, you know, depending on like how things are going, I might like have like a backup crate where I dig from, and I'm like, this might work actually better than I thought. But yeah, I like to feel out the room and see where I want to be and where the people want to be.
So, when did you know that you wanted to be a DJ? Like, I know, like, you broke your ankle and then you got but, like, had you had this aspiration before? And then it was like, now's the time?
I had thought about it before, but I didn't really know exactly what that would look like for me or, like, where to go. And then I bought my deck, and I still felt like I didn't really know what I was doing. But then as I, like, started playing out more, I think you just have to get reps under your belt and just start doing it. And I think it's been a good life lesson just in general. It's like you're never going to feel totally ready, but you just have to, like, do it and keep doing it. And that's how you learn, and that's how you get better. So it's kind of been just teaching across the board.
And then it's like when you're live, it's so much different than when you're at home.
100%, yeah, because it's like you're just feeling out the room and the energy in the room. And that's why sometimes if you record a set, what works in a room or on a recording is different, just based on just the energy levels and like how you're feeling and how the people are feeling that night. So,
and the technical, have you ever had any technical problems that you've had to iron out on the fly?
Oh, yeah. That is just what it is. You know, sometimes you end up setting up for an event and it's a little more DIY and you become an audio tech or you become on the fly. So definitely engaging in the problem solving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I think that makes it more fun.
Oh, like, exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely like an adrenaline rush anyways.
A fun skill set to unlock for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you are looking to see Dre play live, there's a couple events coming up this Friday, 9 to 10, inside at the warehouse for Meme. Mm-hmm. Get your tickets, memetic.ca. And then the Batty Vision times proper.
Yes.
That's at Park Theater on June 19th, and second batch of tickets are going on sale Sunday, so be ready for those. Skull Space this Thursday.
Yes, I'm open up the night from 8 to 9 p.m., and then there are three Toronto DJs coming in, and then we have Glitch Witch and YG Bean, who are Winnipeg. And YG Bean is also playing at the after party for Memetic at Pyramid.
Nice. Yeah. So, tickets are free, but like make a donation. That's a nice little space to give a donation to.
Absolutely.
For sure. And, if you've never been to Skull Space, like check it out. Cause, it's a fun venue.
100%.
Yeah. Did you start your spinning journey there or?
No, my first event was actually for, One Prime Entertainment.
Okay.
They did a few, collaborations and like booked like I think Chayel and Leslie a few times. Mm-hmm. So they're a really great crew. They actually did stuff at the Garrick Hotel is okay. where I played my first bigger set
nice.
With them, which is a really cozy little venue.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yes, a lot of good artwork on the wall.
Yeah, yeah. It's always nice when Ops goes there because they bring a big speaker stack with a beautiful sound system.
Yes, it's always yeah. nice to hear that super bass.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Something that you can't recreate at home. So
100%. Yeah.
So make sure that you get out there, listen to some music on some big speakers. Right now, we're going to play some more music on the radio. Yeji?
Yeah, Yeji.
Okay. I haven't heard of Yeji, but this is off of With a Hammer and Pass Me By. I love the artwork.
Yeah, she's very cool. Brooklyn and Korea and just incredible, incredible artist. Very cool.
Okay, so here it is on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Today has been a little weak, a little strong, I light a little fire. Anything that touches me will evaporate and fly higher and higher. 어렸을 때부터 나는 날씨에 기분이 좋지.
wanna go. Always tell her yes, never tell her no. Know you think you know everything, but you don't. Wanna do the right thing, but you probably won't. So you chase the nightlife, blinded by the lights. Bottom of the empty glass, where you find life. Always left behind, because she thinks she right. Thinking that she grown, but always need your advice. And always in the situation that she needs your help. But wouldn't help another, only care about herself. And your VIP, asking where to drink at. Calling her a groupie, you think she really think that. She just wanna hear that, that ass look right. What you doing after this, fuck tomorrow night. Wanna snort some blow, pop a lot of pills. Fucking when the sun come up, she don't feel. She wanna party all the time. Party all the time. She wanna party all the time. She wanna party all the time. Party all the time. She wanna party all the time. She wanna party all the time. Party all the time. She wanna party all the time. She wanna party all the time. Party all the time. She wanna party all the time. Skip semester, classes are past. Say she going back, but she ain't going back. Cause time ain't waiting for a future on hold. At glass tables on her knees sniffing coke. Tell her get a hold, grip on life. Rather fill a cup up, liquor with no ice. Twice had an abortion, young dumb misfortune. Rate that she going, she might be whoring. Signs she ignoring, but doesn't recognize. Blind to what's occurring, what's going in your mind. 7 days a week, same shit every morning. Calling her a cab from different niggas' apartments. Wanting her to change, but she won't, dog. Just another number in her fucking call log. Lost in the fog, head in the smoke. Laughing at the world, cause her life is a joke. She wanna party all the time. Party all the time. She wanna party all the time. She wanna party all the time. Party all the time. She wanna party all the time. She wanna party all the time. Party all the time. She wanna party all the time. She wanna party all the time. Party all the time. She wanna party all the time. All the time. All the time.
Danny Brown off of XXX Deluxe Version, Party All the Time. Mm-hmm. And we just searched Eddie Murphy's Party All the Time. Just
nostalgia.
Joy's bringing you back to Party All the Time.
Just only songs with the word party in them.
Danny Brown, you said that's a great album. That
it's a great album. Phenomenal artist. Yeah.
Very nice. Yeah, I like that vibe. Any reason for Danny Brown?
I feel like I in like my early 20s, I feel like I was like a lot of hip hop. So sometimes in my mixing, you'll hear like hip hop samples and like certain tracks, and it's just because it's the love for the hip hop deep cuts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's basically what dance music is. Well, mm-hmm. All hip hop, it's all samples.
Absolutely, yeah.
Let's see. I guess it's halfway. What time is it? Oh my gosh, 11:32. And what is the weather? It was, kind of scary conditions earlier today. A lot of tornado watch and weather alerts in effect. And it is a soft, risk of thunderstorm. Actually, it's probably raining right now. That's what it says. Showers, 17, dropping down, and finally getting a little relief from all of that humidity. And it looks like it's going to be a lovely weekend. 22, 24, 29 on Saturday, clear all night. So hopefully that holds. And yeah, come outside dancing. Mimetic is throwing a little bit of a festival this weekend. So go to mimetic.ca and get your tickets. Let's just mention a few: Ajax Octopus, Sean Koza, Zanz, DJ Hannah, Now Feel at the Cube on Saturday, Overland Innes, Demo, Styx, Shyel, Phoenix, Marco, Roberto, Fast, Billy B. I'm sorry. they're dicks flipping through here, but this is just how many DJs will be at the event. Tone Pushers and let's see, Pigeon and Cube, Jeremy, Robin Mang, Chasm, DJ Stop, Rescue, Dre, who I'm sitting with right now, Elio Grease, and Mark Grimace, Lerma, John Delirious, The Degenerates, Cumulus, YJ Bean, Double D, and Coup d'Etat. So, yeah, I don't know what happened to my headphones here, but anyways, go to me, is what I'm saying.
Exactly.
And then Skull Space, there is a little bit of a talk. If you've bought the full pass for me at the Graffiti Gallery, you can check that out. But then go dancing after. There is that EDM open house at Skull Space, and tickets are pay what you can. So that is really cool of them to open the house like that. And yeah, just have a little wind down and get ready for the weekend, and listen to Dre opening 8 p.m. At that event. And yeah, a lot of DJs, three from Toronto, mm-hmm. three from here.
Yeah, lots of variety.
Yeah, and a fun night will ensue. And plus, June 19th at the Park Theater, Batty Vision and Proper host an event. And the tickets, the second tier tickets, go on sale on Sunday. So check that out. And yeah, attend some great local venues for wonderful local DJs. And it is time now for my Tragically Hip segment. Songs that tragically hip never play in concert. Well, hardly ever. And this one is off of Music at Work, because Music at Work is turning 26 on June 6th. So yeah, As I Wind Down the Pines here on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Silence, not for applause. lines on your face, playing on your face.
And isn't that lovely? To just get the needle off the record. That's the last song on that album. And I'm sitting here with Dre. I think we're going to let the music play a little bit because this is kind of an example of what you do.
Absolutely. Yeah. Okay. Let the music speak for itself.
Okay. So we got some LSD XOXO.
Yeah.
Miss Bashful times DBBD. Mm-hmm. And Yasmin Regisford. And we'll let those play for you and then come back.
Beautiful.
Yeah, so here it is, Burn the Witch on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg.
Let me adorn you.
Who am I?
my bitches are slanging, the boys are moaning, I'm feeling a lot.
Big.
That's a great ending. So Dre, that's a great three track little sampler there. You'll be sort of playing, well, that's what you sort of play.
Yeah, absolutely. It's something to expect from me at the warehouse will be some going into my techno bag a little bit more.
Nice.
Playing to a nice dark, sexy warehouse. I feel like it'll be It'll be a really, really awesome night.
Sweet. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for coming on the show and chatting a bit. And I love this. And it's a musical journey with
Absolutely.
Dre.
Yeah. Absolutely. Happy to showcase some of my favorite producers. Very fun. I love show and tell.
So Skull Space on Thursday, 8 p.m. That's where you'll see Dre. And then Meme at the warehouse on the Friday night, 9 to 10 inside.
Yes.
So that's going to be a great experience. Get down to mimetic.ca and get your tickets because they are selling fast.
Yes.
You know, the warehouse might sell out. So
yeah, I heard just, under 100. So.
Yeah, under 100 left. So yep. Let's fill it up. And then June 19th, the Park Theater, Baddie Vision at Times Proper. And that's going to be a great show. New release of tickets on Sunday. Be watching for that. And we have one more track to ease us into Wednesday. DJ Fuck Off. Hello?
Yes, DJ Fuck Off.
Anything you'd like to say about DJ Fuck Off?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, Queen Berlin in the scene makes like really interesting techno music and breaks, and you should support women producers.
Yes, definitely. That's food for thought here on CKW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. And you know what? Good night. Good morning.
Phone. Love. Ah.